This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The liturgical scripture readings for Easter Sunday of the Resurrection of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sin through his name." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad."
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, "His mercy endures forever."
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The sequence. Christians to the Paschal victim, offer your thankful praises. A lamb the sheep redeems, Christ who only is sinless, reconciles sinners to the Father. Death and life have contended in that combat stupendous. The Prince of Life who died reigns immortal. Speak, Mary, declaring what you saw wayfaring. The tomb of Christ who is living, the glory of Jesus' resurrection. Bright angels attesting, the shroud and napkin resting. Yes, Christ, my hope is arisen, to Galilee he goes before you. Christ indeed from death is risen, our new life obtaining. Have mercy, Victor King, ever reigning. Amen. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Happy Easter to you and everyone listening.
Happy Easter, Kevin. Man, I'm going to start out by talking a little bit about what we hear in 1 Corinthians when St. Paul tells us, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. So basically, without Easter, without the resurrection of Christ, Christmas would be a day on which a very unusual man was born, and Good Friday would just be a day on which that unusual man was put to death. But we have Easter, the day on which Jesus rose from the dead, and this is proof that he is God. And it's also the foundation of our Christian faith.
Yes, this is the feast of feasts. It's not just some other feast that we have. It's the solemnity of solemnities. And as I love about the Catholic Church, we celebrate longer than we do penance. It was a 40-day Lenten journey, but a 50-day Easter season. Remember, this is not just a day. It is a season, and it will culminate with the Feast of Pentecost. And I want to extend a special welcome to all of our newly received brothers and sisters, the catechumens and candidates. Welcome as new neophytes into the fullness of Christ's church.
Very good.
Very wonderful to have you. Well, we are going to start today with the Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah, we hear a firsthand account from an eyewitness to the resurrection, Peter himself. And this is a testimony to the divinity of Jesus. Peter tells us that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried, and that on the third day, he rose from the dead.
Exactly. And I really want to hit, I guess, three lines in here, because this is basically Peter preaching to Cornelius and the conversion of him and his family. It's really one of the high points of the books of Acts. It's a beautiful synthesis of the entire gospel. And these three lines I want to hit on today says this: this man God raised on the third day. God raised indeed Jesus on that third day, like you were just saying. You know, he has crushed death and reversed the sin of Adam. Then he says he commissioned us to preach to the people. Jesus commissioned his church with Peter as its head to preach the good news, the gospel, to all who will listen. And then finally, that everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. Because preaching belief in Christ will bring that forgiveness of sins, a turning of our heart. And then that is how, in Matthew chapter 28, we read how Christ says to his apostles, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." This is indeed that culmination of the good news of Jesus Christ, and how thankful we have to have him in Easter season this year. How beautiful it is. Well, let's go to the second reading. We read from St. Paul to the Colossians.
Yeah, St. Paul says that we have died, and that our life is hidden with Christ. Well, he's referring to our baptism. In baptism, through the power of the Holy Spirit, our bondage to sin is broken, and sin no longer has a death grip. In baptism, we die to a life of sin and death, and rise to a new life of grace. Baptism infuses our souls with the grace to live our lives as part of the mystical body of Christ as we await the second coming and the general resurrection.
And how interrelated and symbiotic that mystical body of Christ is with that physical body of Christ, the Eucharist. And St. Ignatius of Antioch wrote about this reading here: "Neither the food that decays nor the pleasures of this world satisfy me. What I want is the bread of God, which is the flesh of Christ, born of the descendants of David, and I desire no other drink but his blood, which is the charity that is never corrupted. This is the reality, the beauty of the Catholic Church and the real presence of Jesus Christ, and then that resulting mystical body of Christ as Christ is our head.
Yes.
Well, in our gospel today, we have a beautiful reading from the Gospel of John.
Yeah, and we hear this line. This is what I picked out. We hear this line from the gospel, and it says, "Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed." That moment of truth removed any doubt that the disciple may have had 3 days earlier at the crucifixion. And it's the same truth, the truth of the resurrection, that continues to feed us and lead us today. You know, Kevin, I've had the opportunity to volunteer with the OCIA team. It used to be called the RCIA, and now it's the OCIA. And I was a sponsor at various times for catechumens and candidates, and I'm also a catechist with the program. And I've heard a lot of personal testimonies, you know, stories about the events and experiences that first got these catechumens and candidates started on their faith journey. And some of the OCIA participants are already well-versed by the time they come in. You know, they know the precepts and the teachings of the church, and they just happily roll along looking for the day that they will officially make their profession of faith. And then there are others who really know almost nothing about Christianity. And there are still others who enter the program with a little bit of reluctance. I remember one woman in particular, and very honestly, she told the group that the main reason she was there was to keep a promise to her dying parent. But as the months passed, I could see that she was changing. You know, there were changes in the way she wore her makeup, the way she dressed, but the most obvious was the way that she had become an active participant in the weekly discussions. She was actually involved. And by the time Easter rolled around, this woman who had reluctantly opened herself to God's grace was already making plans to bring her family into the OCIA the following year. And her husband, her children, and her mother were all welcomed into the church through baptism the next year. You know, the experience of the disciple in today's gospel plays out over and over again for any of us who are willing to take a look inside the empty tombs of our hearts in search of truth and allow the grace of God to help us see and believe.
Yeah, that walk, I would say, from the darkness to the light. That's where I really see this first line here. Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark. Not only a physical darkness, but may also be a metaphor for that spiritual darkness. But then, with the resurrection of Christ, that changes everything. Much like with John, he saw those burial cloths there. He saw and believed. And how will we allow Christ to change our lives this Christmas season?
Happy Easter.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman, produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATEREI radio.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through MATEREI radio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.